السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, in one of the most beloved days to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are living until the Eid. One sister sent me a message, asked me how to balance between individual ibadat and collective ibadat. I talk about it in the previous message. Individual ibadat meaning salah, fasting, dhikr, Quran, study, learning, growing, all the good deed, individual, we need it. Now word balance, Muslim today is stuck with it because balance in terminology is 50-50. Okay? Balance always meaning something in the middle. Is no such thing. You will find out in Islam, some companion of Rasulullah was sitting next to Rasulullah to collect knowledge. Some companion of Rasulullah was busy making money to support other and all the campaign. Some companion was busy fighting for Sabilillah and spreading the message. Some companion is teaching and learning. Some companion running after the needy and but all of them have one thing in common. Their ibadat is intact. Today, we have a problem. The major and the main point of ibadat is weak, very weak. This number one. But be careful about word balance. Why? It does not exist. And this is why the early people agree about one sentence. If Allah accepts you, He gives you quality or a few quality to spread it, to live it, to lead you to Jannah, inshaAllah. Can we have all like Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu? No. Nobody will be like Abu Bakr. Nobody. No way. We can try to imitate, but we'll never reach. This companion will never reach them. This is the people, Allah choosing them to be the company of Rasulullah ﷺ, and they see Rasulullah ﷺ. Just to see Rasulullah is a blessing. To sit with him is a blessing. To touch him is a blessing. Because he's the most blessed human being in earth. Allah make him this way. Anyway, by this way, we will never work balance. But the basic, the necessity, the need of individual ibadat has to be. The problem in the ummah, when the individual ibadat becoming everything, like I'm doing zikr, I'm doing salah, I'm doing hajj, I'm doing umrah, I'm doing fasting, I'm doing this, I'm doing me. And we forget the purpose of the message and the ummah. But in the meantime, when you do good deed, you cannot ignore and neglect your individual ibadat because your individual ibadat is the power, is the nur, is a hidayah, is a blessing, is a barakah from Allah to you, is a closeness to Allah. And this why when you hear Sister Asma from New York, the one she just sent the message now about the in experience for her to see people dying, this is what we missing all of us. If you ask me, I am choked inside. I'm really choked inside. Why? Number one, you cannot share even your feeling. Everybody wants to be in heedlessness. Everyone wants to lose their time. Everyone wants to take you to dunya. And to talk about Allah, talk about akhirah is not accepted. But we have to do. I have to do. Why? What she said a sentence. She said, the man who died in the front of her in the middle 30 or early 30, 16 hours ago, before he entered the hospital from shot wound, he never believed he will die. And this is our problem today. We the believer of Allah, we the believer of Qadr, we the believer of death, we the believer of life after death, we the believer of Jannah and Jahannam, we believer of the day of judgment. We believer of the future of the grave. But If you ask me, we are in heedlessness of all disbelief. How? Look at our talk. I am busy. I am busy. I am busy. The companion was busy of Rasulullah. But all of them has one thing in common. They busy of whatever they do, but deep inside their conscious is Akhirah. When you look at all of them, they do not leave one night without ending the night of remembering Allah and Akhirah. They have to. By the way, the ending of the night is important. The beginning of the night important. Today I see the majority of people, the beginning of the night, the ending of the night is a mess. The beginning of the night is the beginning of the day of the mess. What else left? What else left? By this way, for the sister, she talked about the individual ibadat, and the sister, she talked about the journey of death, and she asked me a question in the end. She said, brother, how I can convert this feeling, the feeling she saw death in the front of her, how I can make it a real feeling? It's very simple. For 5 years, I bear witness to Allah. 5 years, I devoted 5 years in my life only learning about death. And it was one of the most beautiful 5 years in my life. I gained a lot of quality during this time. I lost it. I bear witness to Allah. Because during this time, I came to a conclusion. A mu'min should think about death all the time. If you're thinking about death all the time, you will do zikr, you will do your necessity, but it will prevent you from your ego, arrogance, diseases, jealousy, envy, this, that, loving dunya. Why? I'm doing my job, I'm doing good deed, I'm doing whatever I have to do, but deep down I know this might be my hour. If I believe this my hour, do you think this is how I behave? Wallahi, people, I see it. Even Rahmatullah alayhi ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, he said something beautiful in the topic of going in the path of Allah. He said, going in the path of Allah is very difficult because it's the ultimate. Doing good deed for Sabilillah is the ultimate. If you not having the Iman intact and protect yourself, it's becoming like a vacation, or it's becoming like a lonely time, or it's becoming nonsense. Or I see it even in Syria and Libya, people fighting each other, killing each other, and they do not know. And Allahu Akbar, boo! Allah, what is that? This is musibah, this heedlessness. All this, why? Because we start any action without the intact of Iman. Iman is weak. By this way, the sister, she asking about how I have this experience, this message of Allah to allow me to see death in the front of me, a life of me. Very simple and very difficult. I will tell you, number one, go get the book called At-Tadhkira by Imam Al-Qurtubi. You can buy it hard copy and you can buy it in PDF or whatever, you know, online. But my main advice, learn about death and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remember death. This is why Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi, in the fiqh about salah, he consider those who make salah and in the last tashahud, when you sit and before you do taslim, you should make 5 to 6 dua. And he said, whoever do not make 5 to 6 dua, his salah will not be accepted. Why he said that? He said, meaning his heart is a lie. His heart is in heedlessness. And if you're hard in heedlessness, you did your salah, but you're not living the salah. And what is the 5 dua? Allahumma na'udhu bika min fitnat al-mahya wal-mamat. O Allah, protect me from the fitna of mahya and mamat, the life and death. Wa fitnat adhab al-qabr, and the fitna of the torture of the grave. Wa fitnat al-masih al-dajjal, and the fitna of Masih al-Dajjal. Wa min Jahannam, and to protect me from Jahannam, and to make me enter Jannah, and to protect me from the fitan ma dhahara minha wa batan, and to protect me from all the fitna, seen or unseen, and many another dua. But the main point is, all this dua related to akhirah. You tell me, if I remember akhirah, this my behavior? If I remember I'm going to die next hour, this my behavior? You think all these diseases of heart coming from where? Long hope. Long hope. I never forget a beautiful email. I consider it the most email I ever seen in my life. So beautiful. It came from one sister, I never know her. She was in hospital and the doctor tell her, you have maximum 1 month to live. And somebody give her my number and she sent me an email. She tell me, please, I have maximum 1 month in life. What is the most good deed I can do now before I die? I said, subhanallah. I tell her, number one, lucky you. Lucky you, you at least you have 1 month. A lot of us do not have 1 month because a lot of us will die all of a sudden in an accident or diseases or something or sudden death, whatever. We have no chance. By the way, when you study in Islam, part of the mu'min, one of the part of the believer to think about death all the time. One of the musibah of today, we do not think about death. We think about what we like, what we do not like, what we want to do, the vacation, this and that. But how many of us talk about death? Read. All the companion has one thing in common. They remember death. When one man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ya Rasulullah, give me advice and I will not ask anybody else. He said, عِشْ فِي الدُّنْيَا كَأَنَّكَ غَرِيبٌ. Live in this dunya like a stranger. أَوْ عَابِرَ سَبِيلٌ. Or just passing by. وَعَدِدْ نَفْسَكَ فِي الْمَوْتَى. And consider yourself among the dead. And another narration, he said, give me more. Then he said, أَنْ إِذَا أَصْبَحْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَظِرِ الْمَسَاءِ. وَإِذَا أَمْسَيْتَ لَا تَنْتَظْرُ الصَّبَاحِ. And if you wake up, don't wait for night. And if you have night, don't wait for morning. What it mean? Where is this from me? Today, the cycle of dunya is so vicious. Day after day, month after month, and gone. But why is no barakah in our time? No dhikrullah. No remember death. And I'm living in major heedlessness and I don't get it. And this why, if you heard me and you heard all my talk in last 1 year and 1 year and a half, I really want to run away. Why? Everybody push me to dunya. Nobody want push me to akhirah. Akhirah becoming neglected. Nobody want akhirah. Nobody want think he is dying or he will die. Talk about Allah, talk about Akhirah, even talk about it is not accepted. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. By the way, for the sister, she asked, real feeling versus fake feeling about that. The companion understood this topic. And what happened? They remind themselves all the time. Because we as a human being, if we do not remember, this will happen. And I remember my father, rahmatullah alayhi, he used to tell me, if you feel like you're getting arrogant, go visit the grave, you're next. Or go visit the sick and visit the hospital and see the people who are dying. Today, the majority of us do not do that and wonder what happened. We go to the cycle of dunya until we forget akhirah. We forget Allah, we forget akhirah, we forget death. Is a musibah, is a big musibah. May Allah save me from that. May Allah save you from that. Because this is the reality. Death is haqqul yaqeen, the truth. Nobody believe or disbelieve, do not believe he will die. We will die. And the major problem is we do not know when. It can be now, it can be 1 minute from now, 1 hour from now. It has nothing to do with health. This is what we believe. But what happens if we do not talk about death, read about death, engage about death? Look at Quran. Quran is very scary. You're going to die, you're going to die, you're going to die. You're going to meet me, you're going to meet me, you're going to meet me. Please, my brother and sister in Islam, read my article, Heedlessness and Meeting Your Lord. Please. Please, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from ghafla and save us from the torture of Allah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the people of Akhirah. This is why the famous hadith and the famous dua, Allahumma la taj'al musibatana fi dinina. Allahumma la taj'al musibatana fi dinina. Don't make my musibah in my deen. Wa la taj'al ad-dunya akbar hammina. And don't make dunya the most important part in our ham, in our goal, in our achievement. وَاجْعَلْ الْآخِرَةَ هِيَ دَارَنَا. And make the hereafter is my our final rest. وَاجْعَلِ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ مُسْتَقَرَّنَا. And make Jannah is our final residence, inshaAllah. وَالنَّظَرْ إِلَى وَجْهِكَ الْكَرِيمَ هُوَ أَمَلَنَا. And to look at your beautiful face وَأَنْ تَرَادٍ عَنَّا is our hope. Ameen, Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Why you remember this dua? If you want it. But if you don't want it, you forget it. This real feeling versus fake feeling. The real feeling, it will be followed by action toward the feeling you want. And fake feeling, you don't care. You don't follow. May Allah make us real mu'min, inshaAllah. Remember this every moment and every hour, inshaAllah. This topic is big, but may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us and make us among the people of Akhirah, not among the people of dunya, because this is our place. Is this meaning I do not do what I have to do? No, you do. But you do, and you remind yourself of the intention in everything you do. This is a mu'min. The mu'min remember his niyyah. He remind himself by the niyyah. If it's for Allah, he do. If it's not for Allah, he doesn't do. And I will finalize it with the famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When he meet one of the companions in the morning, he said, كَيْفَ أَصْبَحْتَ يَا حَارِثَ. He said, how you wake up, يَا حَارِثَ? He said, أَصْبَحْتَ مُؤْمِنًا حَقًّا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. He said, I wake up the true believer, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. He said, احذر لِكُلِّ قَوْلٍ حَقِيقَةٍ فَمَا حَقِيقَةَ قَوْلَكَ. To every word is a truth. What is the truth about what you say? He said, Ya Rasulallah, أَظْمَأْتُ نَهَارِي. All day I'm fasting. وَأَسْحَرْتَ لَيْلِي. And all night I'm awake. And every salah I make it, and I do not believe I have another salah. I believe I'm going to die, I have no more salah. And when the night arrives, I do not believe I'm going to wake up or arrive that morning. And when I have morning, I will not believe I will have night. And I look, and like I'm standing in the Sirat and in the front of Allah, and Jannah in my right, Jahannam in my left, and I do not know where I'm going. He said, عَلِمْتَ فِي فَلْزَمْ. You get to know. This is a knowledge. Call tight. If I talk to somebody today like that, what do you want me to do? What about my dunya? And everybody's screaming about dunya. We cannot talk about akhirah. We cannot talk about death. It's almost like we are a kafir of death, kafir of akhirah, and we do not feel it. May Allah save us from ourselves and the heedlessness of ourselves and the evil of ourselves, and make us remember this and prepare for it. This is the final chapter. This is the real one. This is the real resident. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.